and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
If you missed it a couple minutes ago during All I Need to Know About You, we received this phone call.
Okay.
I grew up in Germany, and if you're the kind of person that thinks that David Hasselhoff is at all popular there, that's all I need to know about you.
Well, that blew us away. Star 99.9, today's best mix, it's Anna and Raven, because of course, we believe, as all Americans believe, that David Hasselhoff is number one in Germany.
Listen, I don't want to say that she's a fibber or anything like that, but I'll just say this. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
So we decided to get to the bottom of it because we need to know, is this all American propaganda about David Hasselhoff being so popular in Germany, or is that an actual fact? I mean, after all, she is from Germany. So here's what we did find out. He has released 10 albums in Germany. He was on Germany's version of Celebrity Big Brother. And how about the song Looking for Freedom?
Oh, my God.
Number one.
My favorite still.
This song was number one on the German charts for 8 weeks. He performed this song at the falling of the Berlin Wall.
Was in a crane.
Yep.
I mean, come on.
Yep.
I mean, the dude was in a crane.
And the reason why he became so popular is because when all this was going on, for the first time, they had syndicated Knight Rider in Germany.
Oh, man. And Knight Rider was the jam.
There's a village named Hasselhoff right outside of Frankfurt, Germany, and people could relate to him.
But he's not a one-trick pony, Anna.
No, no, not at all. Because actually, more research shows that according to an expert on Germans, they say that Germans truly like to clap along with straightforward rhythms.
There's science behind this one. So, you know, Looking for Freedom's 1989. How about his latest album right here? This is Jump in My Car. By the way, for this classic rock and roll video, he still has Kit, the Knight Rider car.
Right. They like Jump to clap. Think about it. Right?
I love how the lyrics are like all like one syllable, two syllables.
Yeah.
He says the reason for him getting you to jump in his car is not only that he's driving Kit, but because it's too far to walk home.
All right.
That's what he said. He literally says, jump in my car.
It's nice and easy to walk home.
It's too far to walk home.
So.
I know I look creepy, and I might be scaring you, but listen, it's too far to walk.
He even performed in a National Geographic documentary, and he interviewed East Berliners, and the name of the documentary was Hasselhoff versus the Berlin Wall.
Oh, of course.
So, listen, on
if
that
there's
note,
one man to take it out.
I'm going to say that if this is American propaganda, well done, because well, we're buying it.
It could be Jamaican, too. Oh, listen to this jam right here from my man.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Jamaica.
All I'm saying is you thought he was big in Germany. You wait till this song catches on in Jamaica.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think we're good here. Yeah.